Sure, so give us a call. Well, a few weeks back, I was joined in the studio by Roz Best, who was extolling the virtues of unicycle hockey. She brought in her unicycle, but lucky I managed to escape that time from a rather, I don't know, potentially dangerous and humiliating experience. However, I've only escaped for a few weeks, as last week I had my arm twisted and joined Roz for a spot of unicycle hockey. It's a Monday evening, it's very hot, sticky and sweaty. We're in North Point, and there's about 10 people that rock up to this on a regular basis. And there's a young girl in front of me called Josie, who's very ably cycling on her unicycle. And next to me is Roz, who is the organiser. Now, Roz, the first time I've done it, what do I do now?
You smile and you keep your good sense of humour, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. So this is the unicycle that I've got ready for you. It's my spare. I always bring a spare along for beginners. So basically, all you're going to do is just put the seat between your legs, make sure the pedal's at its lowest point in the turning circle, and then put your feet on it. Hold on with both hands onto the railing, and then just swing up.
Okay, so thank goodness we're not using hockey sticks just yet. So I'm just going to kind of hold on to the side for dear life. Try, or attempt to stand, to sit on this unicycle, and then kind of pedal backwards and forwards, yeah?
Yep.
And then, so I'll do that for a bit, and then maybe I can join you guys later for a game?
I don't think you'll be quite that good tonight.
Yeah, I'm always enthusiastic and very positive about these things.
You might be, let me not put you down at all, but usually it takes people at least a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a go at that, and I'll see how I get on.
That's it.
Ah, right, I'm on. I'm holding on. There's no way I can cycle from this position.
Yes, you can.
Whoa.
So just pedal forward. although it looks like a bicycle, it's just a bit weird to cycle because it's a lot harder. It's almost like you're going uphill or something.
Goodness gracious! Now I've moved about 3 foot actually alongside this rail. I have no idea how people just, you know, there's a girl over there called Lucy who's just sitting quite ably on her unicycle with her hockey stick, poised, looking very elegant, ready to go. I'm not. Okay, so I keep on doing this, do I, Roz?
Basically, for beginners, you just go around the outside on the railings while we play hockey in the middle, and practice makes perfect.
Round the outside. Now, that journey could take me all of Monday evening. I might not get back in time for work the next day, but I'll have a go. So maybe I'll leave you to go and play your game, and I'll attempt to get round this railing.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I think I advanced in total about 30 foot. I actually felt like I was sitting on a bar of soap. And I was just trying to keep it underneath me before it slipped one way or the other. Now, Roz, I've been on it. I found it really quite hard to do. My posture wasn't exactly elegant. What should I be looking at trying to achieve?
You should try and... You were hunched over, grabbing hold of the rail, which is a standard sort of beginner pose, but what you're really looking to do is to sit down on the wheel. If you stand up on the pedals, then your legs are going to get very tired. So sit down on the seat and think about making your back straight and looking straight forward. If you look down, then you'll go down and you'll fall off.
I did find that I actually did manage to go about 10 foot okay, and that was when I did kind of relax as such, sit down on the bike and then just let it happen. I suppose it's the fear factor really, isn't it? It's the kind of being able to let go and believe that you can do it.
I guess so, but you didn't look frightened. I mean, because you're holding on with both hands. I mean, it's what I always tell people is they won't injure themselves the first few times because they're not going to let go of anything. It's only when you start to get quite good and you start letting go of the rail, that's when you might injure yourself. So it's really a safe sport the first time you try it.
Okay, the game's about to start. Who's on which side and what's happening? How long are we playing for there, Roz?
We normally play first to 11, though that's not actually the international rules, it's just I've made
11
myself...
goals? Somebody's going to score 11 goals?
Yeah, if one side's not very good, it's they actually get there quite fast. But I made myself a scoreboard and it only goes up to 11, you see, so we can only play to 11.
We play according to Roz's rules, okay, we forget world standards here. But the basic rules, what are they in unicycle hockey?
Well, the main rule, and really the only rule, is that if you fall off your unicycle, you have to move away from the puck. You're not allowed to hit it, because otherwise it would be unfair and everyone would just get off. It's much easier to hit it standing up. Apart from that, you're just trying to... One team's trying to hit the puck in one goal, and the other team's trying to hit it in the other goal.
I should add here that we're not playing with regular field hockey sticks. We are playing with ice hockey sticks and a puck that you would find on an ice hockey.
It's actually a roller hockey puck. So people who play rollerblade hockey, they use this kind of puck, and actually the sticks are, well, they're both ice hockey or roller hockey sticks.
And how big is this court that we're in right now?
It's somewhat smaller than the international standard, but it's right near where I live, and I started this, so we're doing it here.
Fantastic. I love somebody who takes charge of a sport. Well, the red team did win by quite a resounding margin in the end, 11-2, and on the winning team is Rob. Now, Rob, you don't only do unicycle hockey. What's your other profession?
No, I do event management as well as I'm a performer. I have circus skills as well as I do magic.
Comes in pretty handy when you want to play unicycle hockey.
For the circus skill part, but I don't actually perform on a unicycle. I only use it for sports.
Do you take your unicycle out if you want to hop into town? Is it a unicycle-friendly city, Hong Kong?
I've been told different things from the police. Some police say, hey, ho, yeah, very good. Other ones growl and say, get that thing off the sidewalk. I don't actually bring it into town much.
Well, I've got back on the bike again. I've now managed to advance a grand total of about 40 foot around the circumference of this court. I'm exhausted. I've fallen over twice. Thankfully, I haven't hurt my knees, although they do wear knee guards here. I'd like to come back for more. It's been a very, very interesting evening on one of the more stranger sports here in Hong Kong. Well, you're listening to What's the Score? I'm Kate Burton. It's just gone 12:40. Now, that was Roz, and she'll be representing Australia next month in the Unicycle Hockey World Championships. All the very best of luck to her. If you'd like to find out more about unicycle hockey, it is free. Do give her a call. It is great fun, and her number is 93654291. I'll repeat that number one more time, 93654291. Well,